Welcome to Making Waves with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rom. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to our Making Waves program here on Lake Chelan Now. I'm Dennis Rom. Glad to have you aboard today and want to remind you we've got coming up here some interesting and timely conversation with the board chair from Lake Chelan Community Hospital and Clinic, that being Mary Signorelli, as the hospital just finding out that they have now had the approval of the long-awaited USDA loan that will provide about half of the money necessary to build the new hospital here in the Lake Chelan Valley. And we'll have interesting conversation, give you all the lowdown on what's happening and what's ahead for Lake Chelan Community Hospital's new hospital as we visit with Mary Signorelli here in just a few moments. For now, though, I want to congratulate the Harriers of cross country from Chelan High School, boys and girls, as two of the Chelan girls moving on to the state cross country championship to be held Saturday, November 3rd, as that'll be in Yakima at Sun Willows Golf Course. For the girls, it'll be Mariah Garaby and Tegan Silva. On an individual basis, they are moving on to the state cross country championships as both finished in the top seven at the league and district tournament that was held just a few days ago. So congratulations to Mariah and to Tegan. Advancing for the boys to the state championship will be Chris Knight as well. The Chelan girls team finished second in the district tournament, and the Chelan boys as a team finished up in fourth. Only the first place teams move on as a team to the cross country championships. Also, wishing the best of luck to the Chelan Lady Goat volleyball team as they will move on in postseason play. They recently wrapped up the Caribou Trail League championship and finished undefeated in league play, so quite an accomplishment there. Wishing them the best of luck as they'll have a couple of opportunities to win a match and hopefully advance to the state tournament also that will be held later on in Yakima. Congratulations, by the way, to all the fall sports teams, both in Chelan and in Manson as well. Well, we promised you conversation about Lake Chelan Community Hospital and about the recent news that they are getting the approval of their USDA loan. That's coming up next with Mary Signorelli. Making some waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Welcome back. We told you we'd be having conversation with Mary Signorelli. She is the Lake Chelan Community Hospital Board Chairperson. And Mary, first off, welcome into Making Waves. And some exciting things to talk about today. I'm looking forward to it. Money coming in to finally build this new hospital.
Thanks, Dennis. I'm happy to be here, and I love Making Waves. Okay, yes, we do. We have the official word from USDA that we are approved. We can move forward with our building project. We have our loan approval from USDA for $22,026,000.
Now, Mary, that's actually about roughly half of the construction cost for the hospital, the rest of it coming from the people that voted in to fund some $20 million.
That's right. The $20 million in bonds will be released shortly to the taxpayers. And I think this is an important issue. You may have noticed on your tax statement that you didn't have a line item for the hospital bonds because they were not being charged until we got this in place. So now, once the bonds are issued, you will see on next year's taxes your fees for the hospital bond.
All right, let's talk about, there's a lot to talk about here in terms of steps ahead and whatnot, but this hospital, the new hospital, going to be constructed on hospital-owned property near Walmart. It's right across from the Columbia Valley Community Health Clinic there. And I know you had hoped already to have turned dirt on this project by now. Obviously, that did not happen, so we're delayed. When will we see shovels hit the ground?
If it were up to me, we'd see them tomorrow, but they tell me we can't do that yet. So it's looking like 2019, and hopefully in the spring of 2019, we'll be turning dirt.
And if that math carries forward on what was initially planned, I'm surmising then that completion of the project will be sometime in maybe 2021?
2021, spring of 2021, we hope to be in the building, yes.
Mary, let's talk about the delay in itself on a couple of fronts. Number one, because it has been delayed, construction costs are something that they just seem to be every year cycling upwards. Mm-hmm. The estimate that you had for the project at some $40 million, do you think that's still going to hold, or is there going to be likely an increase?
There may be a slight increase. I doubt it, because we had contingencies built in. So we anticipated that there would be some fluctuation in the building cost and built in some contingencies. I don't know the exact number of those. I don't know the exact percentage, so I don't want to quote it to, but I know that we're in a good place and we're going to still be within budget when we do this project.
Obviously, happy news for you and the folks at Lake Chelan Community Hospital to clear the hurdle of getting this loan in. I think you were all, I get the sense, Mary, all very comfortable that this was going to happen. But there were some grumblings locally. I know you probably heard them that, hey, they may not even get this money at all, and we're not going to have a hospital. Did you get that sense and that feedback?
It seems to me I heard a little something about that. But, you know, Dennis, I never doubted for a minute that this was a done deal. It was just when this deal was going to get done. And as it stands right now, no matter what any of us do in this community, whether it's factual and it's reported factually or if it's perceived, it's going to get talked about. So let's try and keep the information accurate and keep it on a positive note, because it has been positive the whole time. We have moved forward with this knowing that we were going to be approved. We had very good consultants on our financial analysis to tell us that, yes, this is you can do this. The pro forma went forward to the USDA. They looked at it. I mean, all of these eyes and these brains and these minds looking at all of this never once told us this is not going to work. You have to, you know, this is going to have to change. You're going to have to do this. They said, everything looks fine. They had a few questions along the way. We always responded as soon as we could to their questions, and then we were told, okay, it's going to be another couple of weeks. Well, those, you know, I think the measurement in government time for a week is really long. I don't know how they, I don't know where they got their scales from, but we've waited quite a while. We passed this bond in April of 2017. We started preparing for the application prior to that, with the anticipation that we would pass the bond. And once it was in place, once we passed the bond, we continued to work on that application and got all the paperwork and got everything together and sent off as quickly as we could. So we're looking at, I mean, it's been well over a year that we've been in the queue, as they say, waiting for this to come through.
And I'm going to surmise, Mary, some pats on the back to some of the staff for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. You've got your chief financial officer. You've got your interim director. A lot of people working a lot of long hours on this.
Tons of people putting lots of hours in. Vicki Bodel was the team leader. She's our chief financial officer. She did a fantastic job. Steve came in. Steve Pitone, our interim CEO, and got right into it and was very much hands-on working with the principals of the USDA loan. So we had two different gentlemen that worked with us from USDA, one in Wenatchee. He was the regional guy, and one in Olympia, the state guy. And actually, his boss actually came over and talked with us. And it was like not that long ago. And I just take it easy. You guys, it's just going to be a little bit longer. Just hang in there. We're looking at this right now. Everything's going to be fine. So we kept getting this encouragement. And so we knew, you know, why would they take all that time and effort if they weren't going to, you know, do something positive for this community? And all of them think it's a very worthwhile project that we're doing.
Speaking of positives, let's talk a little bit about some of the things as we move forward, Mary. And you've already laid out the fact that probably 2019, ground will be broken, the project hopefully completed sometime in 2021. But between now and when the first dirt is turned on the project, still a lot of work to be done. Where are you architecturally planning with the local governmental agencies? What's the status of all that?
Okay, just to back up a little bit, we started a pre-permit approval with the city way back before January. I think it was like maybe a year ago, maybe October, November of last year, and met with the city planners to lay out what we were planning to do, and they encouraged us to start the process then, even though we didn't have any blueprints or anything laid out, just to get the wheels in motion for government, for city government, and for the planner and the permitting parties to be on board. So that was an introduction, and the mayor was there and his staff, and Kevin Abel was there with me and Barry Leahy, who is the project coordinator for us. So we were all on board, and everybody knows that this was coming along. So the next thing was to meet with our architects and construction general contractor. We moved forward with all of that, laying the plan work. We stopped all of the architectural plans in January. When we did not have the USDA loan, we made a conscious decision not to spend any money further. The board was very aware that we didn't want to move forward spending on this project until we had this loan in place. So we halted the design work at that point. That's the next step. We bring on the architects and the general contractor, and we lay out the whole plan again and start revisiting it and tweaking it and making sure that everything in that footprint is where we want it to be. And we have a lot of input from our staff. We have a lot of input from our leadership at the hospital. We have several layers of people that will work in that hospital, from the person, from everyone, the kitchen staff, the janitorial staff, the doctors, the nurses, you know, everyone plays a part in that, and their work areas are important. So why not get input? And so it's going to take a little while. We're going to continue to get input, and we're going to continue to tweak the blueprints.
Now, you used the word tweak. So as I understand it, you're not like starting from scratch. You still have the basics of what this project, what this hospital is going to be.
We have our footprint pretty much, and it kind of moves a little bit from one direction to another, but it's pretty much the square footage is the same. We're not planning to deviate from our square footage. We're not planning to deviate from our budget. So those two things are very important to us as we move through this whole project, this building project.
So what happens within that square footage footprint and the budget you have allocated, those are the things that might be worked on and will be a little bit fluid for a while.
Right. That's correct. And we'll know a whole lot more once we have this next meeting with our team.
What is that date?
We don't have a date. I have to talk. We haven't set a date yet. We just got this information last night. I mean, we're good, but we're not that fast yet.
All right. We are visiting here on Making Waves with Mary Signorelli, Lake Chelan Community Hospital and Clinic Board Chair. We're going to come back, continue the conversation after a quick break here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com.
Steve will be making more waves in just a moment.
Once again, want to give you some information from one of our fine sponsors, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. and an opportunity to kind of jot these down on your calendar. Don't forget about them. Some big events coming up in the month of November at Campbell's, beginning on Saturday, November the 10th, for their Bourbon Bash Dinner, a 4-to-5-course meal, bourbon pairings and cocktails, $75 inclusive per person for the Bourbon Bash Dinner on November the 10th. Then coming up on November 22nd, Happy Thanksgiving Day, it'll be the annual Thanksgiving Buffet at Campbell's. You might want to think about getting your reservations in early on that one. And also coming up a busy Friday, November the 23rd, right after the Thanksgiving celebration, it'll be Apple Cup football game will be shown at Campbell's, and also Santa's Pancake Breakfast and the Tom and Jerry Party, all happening, those two events, on November the 23rd, Friday, at Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. Check them out online at campbellsresort.com.
Did you know that Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley? The Higgins family has owned Chelan Realty since 1972, and nobody knows the local real estate market better. If you're looking to buy, they'll help you find and purchase the right home or property for your needs. If you're looking to sell real estate, Chelan Realty will help you price the home or property and put it on the market for a quick sale. Ask them about their free market analysis or find it on their website at chelanrealty.com.
Welcome back to Making Waves, here visiting with Mary Signorelli today. Breaking news about the USDA loan coming through, and now the hospital going to be able to move forward and complete the new hospital construction. And exciting times, I know, Mary, for you and everybody that's been working on this for so long and working so hard and putting a lot of hours into this. So when you talk about that and you think about that, let's kind of go back a little bit, if we can, and revisit the need for this project to begin with. How was it determined that this was the way to go forward?
Before we get off of the USDA loan, I want to just make a clarification. When we say the loan coming through, what we got was the approval from USDA to move forward with the project, with the loan. They will guarantee the loan. They will guarantee that amount of money that I talked about. There are conditions, and of course, we have been working with them on the conditions all along, and there's a process that has to happen now that we have this approval. So one of the things, and I'm just going to say this piece of it because the list is pretty long, and I just got the letter with the list. The staff has been working with them, like I said, and we know that all of those things are things that are not obstacles, they're just conditions. But one of them is the most important from this point is when you say that you've got the USDA loan, it's not like they write you a check and say, here you go, here's $22 million. What they do is they guarantee a bank to lend that money, to provide that money. And that's the process we're in. That's the next process. It's a bridge loan guaranteed by the federal government. And we have several people lined up, several banks lined up who want to be that institution that's going to help us out. So that is part of this whole process. So I just want to be clear, we did not get, you know, a check for the amount, and it's not in our bank somewhere. It's approved, it's guaranteed.
Yeah, it's secured, subject to you meeting all the conditions that they set forth in that. And you mentioned a number of banks, and I'm not surprised by that, looking to hopefully get involved with you in that process. What is the timing on when does that all happen? When do you make those kinds of decisions?
Well, it's happening. We're getting that's the next thing. We're negotiating. We will negotiate with one or maybe two. We may be wanting to see where we're going to get the best interest rate and the best deal and so forth.
Because I know USDA, when they put out information on these, they refer to them as low interest loans.
Right, and it will be a low interest loan. I believe we were quoted right around 3.5-4%, right in the 4% range. So I think that's what we're looking at. that's what we're going to be pushing for. That may fluctuate a little bit, but that is a part of the negotiation that we will be going through.
All right, good enough. Thank you for that clarification as well. So now let's go back and talk about the reason that we're here and the reason we're talking about a new hospital in Chelan. What are the main points? What were the main reasons that this project needed to come forth?
Well, first of all, we're out of space at the old hospital. We are in the 40,000 square foot range for the hospital. I think it's maybe 42,000 square feet. That we're out of room. We cannot perform some of the more contemporary, the modern procedures that need to be performed that we could be performing for the services in this community because we're restricted by size in this building. Also, the maintenance in the that it takes to keep this building operating, the equipment, a lot of the equipment has been replaced. The medical equipment has been replaced, but the building equipment, the guts of the building, to replace that, to get updates on our elevator, on our furnace systems, on our boiler systems, and all of the electrical is not adequate to run our high-tech equipment today, the equipment that we have. It was, well, you know, we're celebrating our 70th birthday in another week, I think on the 3rd. So, I mean, this building isn't 70 years old, but it's the second of our buildings. The first one is being utilized quite well right now as a affordable housing, a low-income housing apartment building that we no longer own. It's owned by the Wenatchee Housing Authority. So there could be a new life for this building. Who knows? But in the condition it's in, for us to operate it and to us to upgrade it to the standards, the health standards of now, would have cost us more than the $44 million.
What's going to happen with the current hospital then? Obviously, you have to continue to use it until your new building is completed. So do you, like, stage a sale for this to try and get it on the market and maybe see if someone is interested in buying that property?
Funny you should ask that question, Dennis, because yesterday at our board meeting, we passed a resolution to surplus the building. Now, in surplusing the building, it means that we can move forward to have public hearings on what the next steps would be for that building. There are a lot of possibilities. I mean, the ones that come to mind, of course, selling the building would be my first preference. If the building doesn't sell and no one is interested in doing anything with that building, I think as a hospital district, I think we could use the funds from the sale of this building. And that would be, in my mind, the best way to go. But I am only one of five commissioners. So that will be discussed with the public input. We will have, when we get ready to have those public meetings, we'll have 2-week notice continually for 2 weeks. We'll have notices going out. And then we will have community input on. And I'm sure we'll get all kinds of ideas about what to do with that building and how to dispose of it. The far side of that, you know, here's one side. The far end of that is to just demolish the building and sell just the raw land. It would be a shame, in my opinion, to do that. But maybe it's not usable. Maybe there's not a group that can benefit from it. But we'll have to see. I don't know. It's something that we'll all decide as a commission and as a community.
Well, not unheard of that older structures like that, sometimes it's more expensive to try and make it good, make it current, than it is to just tear it down and start new.
That's true. And that's why that's an option. And I mean, I know many years ago when we had thought we were going to have the bond, you know, 8 years ago when they first were getting into this, that was one of the proposals, and I think they actually did some looking into the value of that property without the building on it versus the value of the property with the building on it, and it was like it was worth about the same. The only difference is it would cost quite a bit to demolish it. It's like, who's going to demolish it? Are we going to, as a district, demolish it? invest in doing that in order to sell it or not? There's an awful lot of question marks going on there, and we don't have all the answers right now, but we're going to take our time as we have and work through this, and we'll get to the best answer.
You have a full plate ahead of you, you and all the other folks working on this project. But Mary, before I have a couple of last questions for you, not to do with the new construction, but just want to leave you with a chance to kind of feel good here a moment, because it must be a nice moment to finally know that you're going to be moving forward.
It's absolutely the best feeling in the world. I think the first time the USDA folks told me, I got the word from Vicki and from Steve that the USDA loan was in Washington, D.C. with the loan committee. And it was like, oh, what a relief. Finally, it's where it needs to be to get an answer. Then the next thing was the word came, there's no more things we have to do. They have told us that it's approved, it's coming, and we'll have a letter in a couple of weeks. And that was like a month ago. So just that piece of information brought tears in my eye, because it had, you know, that was like, all right, we're there, you know, we're there. It's just paperwork now. It's just getting the paperwork. So last month at our meeting, we had hoped to be able to announce that we had the letter. Didn't happen, but this month, we still couldn't announce it at the meeting. We got the information after the meeting, like last evening. So what are you going to do? You know, you just rejoice and you be happy and you move forward. We move forward not only with this building project, but with hiring a new CEO.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's where I was headed, is you have an interim CEO on hand, and I know you've been very happy with what he's done, but apparently because of where he's at in life, he's not looking for a full-time gig, and you've been searching diligently for a full-time CEO for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. I know you had one round, didn't really end up with where you wanted to be, and you kind of started the process again. Where are we in that process?
Well, last week we interviewed four candidates via Skype with a video interview. And at the end of that, we decided that we wanted to interview all four of them here in Chelan on campus in person. So this Sunday, we will interview the first one. And that will be Sunday, Monday. And the second one will be coming on the 2nd of November. So Friday, Saturday, 2nd, 3rd. And then after that, we have the third one coming in on the 4th and 5th. And then the fourth one coming in on the 6th and 7th. So we have a full couple of weeks coming down the pike, as you would. But we have really good candidates, really fine people, top notch. And it was difficult to make a decision, one out of the four, but we're hoping that seeing them and interacting with them for a longer period of time in person will help. That's where we are.
It's got to feel good to have that many qualified, competent candidates that you can now go through and maybe look for that one little thing that might make a person stand out. Are they all with a background as being a hospital administrator?
All of them have hospital CEO background, and all of them have meet the criteria we were looking for. So they have the educational background we were looking for. They have the experience. They have different qualities of personality qualities and traits that will or will not work, you know, in some situations. And that's what we want to see. We want to see how they interact with our staff and with us, and just see how that all pans out.
Are they far flung? Are they from all across the United States?
They are. We have one from Texas. I think one's from Idaho, and the other two are from the Northeast, I think, somewhere. I'm not sure the other two, but I know we have Texas and we have Idaho for sure.
Now, I know these meetings are scheduled, and you know the dates of those. When do you hope to actually make a selection?
We hope to be able to make a selection once we're completed interviewing all four. So if we're done on the 7th, we hope to be done on the 7th. We could very possibly be able to make, of course, we won't be able to make an announcement then, because then we have to go back to the person and offer the job and so forth and see if they they really do want it.
Are you hoping to have somebody on board, let's say, by the end of this year then, sometime in December or maybe January at the latest?
Yeah, we are. We're hoping to have someone hired by the end of December.
I would suspect, Mary, that knowing that this USDA loan is now through, this new CEO, whoever it's going to be, is going to feel a lot more excited and better about things.
Probably. Hopefully he will. Yes. And be ready to come on board and join our happy staff here and hit the ground running.
All right. Mary Signorelli, anything else you'd like to maybe throw out about Lake Chelan Community Hospital or any of the meetings coming up or anything that maybe the public should be aware of?
Don't miss November 3rd. That's our happy birthday to the hospital party for 70 years. And that's going to be at the old gym, the community gym, from 11 to 2, I think.
What's going to go on there at the birthday party?
We're going to have like a historic line, a timeline all around the gym. A historic timeline, and that will give people an opportunity to see what happened at certain periods in time. And we're hoping to have people who are from different times line up along there and talk about what they were doing when certain things at the hospital were happening.
All right. That sounds like a fun time. I'll be looking forward
to
that.
There'll be birthday cake.
And, well, I'm in.
Okay, good. And I'm sure punch and games for the kids and lots of fun things are being planned. And Celeste Thomas and her planning committee, I think Phyllis Gleisman and Augustine have worked on that with her and there are a lot of other people making this happen.
Outstanding. Mary, thank you so much for your time to be with us here on Making Waves on this week's program. Very timely with the announcement just a short time ago of the USDA loan now being approved. And then that means that triggers things to happen for the construction of the new Lake Chelan Community Hospital. Exciting news a lot. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Dennis. It's been my pleasure.
We're going to come back. We'll be wrapping up this week's edition of Making Waves in just a moment here on LakeChelanNow.com. Exciting news indeed for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. Our thanks once again to Mary Signorelli, the board chair, for being our guest today and taking the time out to discuss in detail the just recently revealed news that the hospital has indeed received that long-awaited USDA low-interest loan, paving the way for the construction of the new hospital, and they hope to break ground in 2019 with the projected completion of the project sometime in 2021. And we also heard that they are getting closer in their search to hire a full-time CEO for Lake Chelan Community Hospital. Hopefully that'll be coming up sometime in November or December. They'll be making that announcement on their new CEO. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much to our sponsors, as we thank Chelan Realty Company. Also, thanks to Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and to our good friends at the Chelan County PUD. For now, Dennis Rahm, so long. We'll see you next week on Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com.
Show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.